Today is April 28th, 2017, and this is a journal update that I'm wanting to make about spiritual warfare. And specifically, I've noticed there's a huge desire in my heart for people to know more about Persis's story and about the revelations that God is giving her, and also for the point of validating my own testimony that there's a lot more to be had in the kingdom of God than in this earthly realm. And you cannot lose by giving up the lesser for the greater. So several times now, I've tried to come to my audience with some more story and testimony from Persis, and without exception, it backfires almost every time, and it's happened again today. I had this strong desire to sit down with Persis and have her and I dialogue like we do at home in front of the camera so that other people can hear what comes out of her heart and other people can see, wow, here's two people testifying to giving up everything and finding the kingdom of God. And we've had a great morning, and all of a sudden she got this look on her face that she gets every once in a while. And then she said, she brought up this subject of suggesting that a long time ago I said something about her upbringing and her relationship with God was, I guess, relegated to the common grace of God that even heathens and pagans get. This came out of nowhere. I see this happen over and over again where I'll try to move forward with Persis on something related to ministry. It just happened not even a week ago. And something will come up. Either something from the past or something that she thought I said that I didn't say, or something she's misunderstood. We had this happen just this past week and a half ago. And she ended up in the chair crying and heaving, and oh man, it was horrible to watch. And the time I tried to, you know, tell our story, I wanted to tell our story about what God had done, she shut it down. I wanted to tell, you know, the marriage story, and she feels it puts too much emphasis on the marriage. She's anti that. I've come to accept it. I've humbled myself before her and just gone with it. Then, three or four days ago, she decided she wanted to take down the two messages, the Genesis 3:16 curse and finding the love of my life, which is about her finding God. They've blessed, each of them have been watched 15,000 times. We've received incredible feedback. Women falling to their knees crying. She wanted to take them down. She said, this isn't my calling. Your calling is different than mine. She was getting frustrated, it looked like, at the videos I was shooting. I'm seeing this, and now today, I said to her, initially, it sounded like a good idea to her. And we had been talking all morning, and yes, and amen, and we do this every day. And as soon as it comes time to tell it to somebody else, it's all she's doing is telling me. And she's telling me the same stories over and over and over again. And I so desperately want to say, why are you still telling me this? I know these things. I knew most of them before I met you. And now I know your stories. I've heard each segment of it 20 times. And I realize that she's trying to learn more her own story. And each time she hears herself tell it, she's learning more. And I'm having to recognize I did this years ago. And she's just doing it now. But she has enough light. And she keeps thinking that she has to have more. Like she has to get the whole thing and it has to be perfect before she can pass it off and benefit. And I know the devil's at work. I know it was the devil that called her to pull those testimonies off that were blessing people. I know that it's the devil that's caused her to want to not tell the marriage story, which is incredible, and it's an absolute amazing blessing of God, no different than Peter getting out of jail. Just because Peter got out of jail doesn't mean everybody will, but it still brings God glory. And the devil stops it over and over and over again. And here it is today. We're high-fiving, rejoicing. We're battling with some issues with my parents, and we're both in agreement on that. And here out of nowhere, the devil brings up some thought or some memory and to offend her. It's unbelievable, and really to offend me. It just comes out of nowhere. It had nothing to do with anything we've talked about for months and months and months. And bam, here it is. It lands like a nuclear bomb. And what does it do? It starts a conversation that lasts over an hour that completely derails the main purpose. And instead of sharing the light and honoring the command of Christ to no one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it'll be hidden, which is exactly where Persis is. She's hidden. And the word and God manifestations in her life continue to be hidden. And she just keeps thinking, but I haven't learned enough yet. I haven't learned enough yet. I haven't learned enough yet. She's so much farther along than any person I know of for the amount of time she's been walking in understanding before the Lord. And yet she thinks that she has to reach something. And I know it's a lie from the devil, and I can't convince her. I've not even said this to her. I'm just waiting. And I hear as I walk from my prayer walk today, I'm frustrated. Because I sat and I listened to her tell me, almost in defense of herself, but then she would say she's not defending herself. I listened to her for 45 minutes, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes, explain to herself the things that she's told me every other day for months. All these, the new things that she's learning about her story and telling me about her story and how it relates to the Bible and this. The very thing I'm asking her to do publicly, she just did with me. And I don't need to hear it anymore. I've heard it over and over. I'm wanting to take it off of the out from underneath of the bowl and put it on its light stand so that it can give everyone who comes in the room light. And she's not getting this. And she, unfortunately, she's coming off as sounding like she's looking down on other people. And I'm having to squirm a little bit. And I'm seeing some weakness in her. We all have it, praise God. But this is really frustrating. And as I got on my walk, I hear Paul say, "We tried to come to you time and again, but Satan stopped us." And what I see now is something I've never seen before. I saw it with my own story, but I see that the devil is stopping Persis from sharing her testimony and the light that she already has. The light has already been lit. Jesus didn't say to share the light after it's been burning for 5 years. He said, no one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it'll be hidden. Who waits until the lamp is heated up or has been lit for 3 days before they bring it into the room? No one. She has more light burning in her than literally almost anybody I know. And yet the devil is successfully preventing her from sharing the light. And the light that she had put out there, that she was in agreement with, was blessing people. And now it's gone, and people are sending emails every day. What happened to the Genesis 3:16 video? A friend of mine told me I must watch it. Hey, what happened to that video that Persis did? I need to hear that again and again. I've been listening to it, and God's using it. Nope, sorry, it's gone. God told Persis to pull it down. That's a complete contradiction of the Word of God, unless He actually did tell her for the purposes of pruning, but she's never even gotten out of the gate. She doesn't desire any honor for herself, but it's gone to an extreme where she feels like, I think if she shares anything, like, oh, this is trying to honor herself. I don't know. All I know is it's spiritual warfare. So I sat and I listened to her without saying a word for 45 minutes. And instead, I'm learning to keep my mouth shut. It doesn't do any good. I have such a burning passion inside of me to tell everybody everything I can about Jesus Christ. And there is a devil who continues to fight and does whatever he can to try to stop. I mean, I can't count how many times, how many different ways that schemer has tried to stop the Word of God from my mouth or from my ministry or something, some light to be forward, to come forward to help other people. And then the final point I want to make is, as I meditated, we tried to come to you time and time again, but the devil stopped us, Satan stopped us. I realize that I have to trust, not that be mad at the devil and, oh, how dare he do this. It is frustrating, and a moment like this is frustrating, but I'm moving back into, it's okay. If God is pleased to allow the devil to stop it, I have to trust it was for a reason. I believe that. And I'm learning to see this more and more in all kinds of different circumstances, that if the devil is being allowed to prevent something, well, then God must have some good reason for it. He must have some good reason for it. I mean, there has to be something good that came out of the fact that Paul was being stopped over and over again. There had to be some godly reason. Nothing happens. God works out everything in accordance with his purpose. So perhaps Paul didn't even have the understanding on that, but he does later say, I'm asking, you know, and pray, believing that the Lord Jesus Christ himself will make the way. He'll make the way. He'll open up a way. So I'm going to stop my fretting. I'm going to trust. Perhaps it is the horse in my heart that keeps wanting to come up with ideas to get the word out, and I'm already doing it in accordance with what God's will is. Perhaps I'm trying to go beyond God's will and beyond God's timing. And perhaps this is all a lot more about me than it is about Persis and about the horse that is always there that has to be kept under guard and under, you know, control. Even for a good thing. It's not like I'm running after the world. I'm running after the things of God. And I want to go tell people. So I'm going to now spend some time in prayer and just ask the Lord to give me understanding. But boy, I can see the devil. He is stopping this from being told over and over again. So may God grant me understanding and acceptance of his will.